Families, friends, relatives and co-workers who spent 3 days waiting for the 563 workers to resurface burst into song, dance and ululation as this group of miners emerged and joined them outside the mine. The miners looked exhausted, dehydrated and fatigued as they returned to the surface Wednesday. One who declined to be named told VOA that they decided to stage a sit-in to force the mine to recognize their preferred union, the Association of Mine Workers and Construction Union.
What we want here, it's simple. It's AMCO and NUM. Us, we want AMCO. So those guys here, they don't want us to be in part of AMCO. That's why we are standing underground.
The National Union of Mine Workers, or NUM, is the officially recognized organization representing the miners. AMCU spokesperson Luvon Chwati accused the NUM of lying about a hostage situation.
That's a false narrative, and it has been perpetuated by both management and NUM in order, you know, to get sympathy from the community, in order to get sympathy from anyone around the country. The situation at hand is that we enjoy overwhelming support from the workers.
However, Mpho Phakedi, NUM Deputy General Secretary, told VOA there was no voluntary sit-in.
It was a hostage situation. Majority of people who were held there, it was against their will.
The Gold One Mine legal representative Ziyad Hassam told journalists the workers were held under duress.
Several of them have given witnesses to both the police and to ourselves, and they've confirmed that they were being kept against their will and they were not allowed to come out.
The matter is now before the Commission for Conciliation, Mediation and Arbitration, where the AMCU is arguing that it is now the majority union at the mine and should be recognized as such. Workers belonging to AMCU have signed a petition vowing not to return to work until the matter is resolved. In 2012, wage dispute by workers at the Lonimin mine in the northwest resulted in 34 miners being gunned down when police intervened to disperse the striking workers. Tuso Kumalo for VOA News, Springs.